今天是安息圣日，早上的崇拜聚会要继续两个礼拜前所讲的题目，就是敌视与容忍。
This morning I'd like to use the topic hostility and forbearance for mutual encouragement。
这是我们根据主耶稣在世的时候所讲的比喻。
And this is in accordance to the parable given by our Lord Jesus。
在这个比喻里面呢，我们已经分别把它用几个题目呢，把它详细的阐明。
And in this parable, we have used a few main points for clarification。
那现在我们再来看这一段主耶稣所说的比喻。
And now we will continue with this parable。
请看马太福音21:33。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21.
先看到39节。马太福音21:33-39。
Verse 33-39。
你们再听一个比喻，有个家族栽了一个葡萄园，周围建上篱笆。里面挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给严户，就往外国去。收果子的时候近了，就打发仆人到严户那里去收果子。严户拿住仆人，打了一个，杀了一个，用石头打死一个。36节。
36。
主人又打发别的仆人去，比先前更多，严户还是照样待他们。后来打发他的儿子到他们那里去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。38节。
38。
不料严父看见他的儿子，就彼此说：“这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。”39节。
39。
他们就拿住他，推出葡萄园外杀了。主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，让我们一读起来心里非常难过。
And this parable given by Lord Jesus, and when we read this, it gives us, we were saddened by the story.
就是主耶稣在世的时候进入圣殿呢，向着一些圣殿的服务人员以及一些百姓呢，连续讲几个比喻。
And this is before the Lord Jesus went into the temple, and before that he has given a few parables to the people surrounding the temple.
那这他连续所讲的几个比喻呢，我们有讲过的，就是两个儿子的比喻。
And one of the parable that we have already discussed is regarding two sons.
那么接下来就是这个凶恶的严户的比喻。
And then continue by this wicked tenants.
那么早上我们所要阐明的呢，就是从37节到39节这一段。
And for this morning, I would like to emphasize from verse 37 to verse 39.
从这个比喻里面，也让我们发现人性的丑恶，真的让人类呢对神非常惭愧。
And from this parable, it tells us the human nature of man is so wicked, and we are, and this saddened our Lord Jesus.
那比喻当中的原主就是指的天上的神。
And the land owner prefigure the Lord in heaven.
那么严户呢，也指着以色列民族以及呢世人。
And the tenant prefigure.The people in this world and also the Israelites.
那么这里面呢，原主有几个仆人牺牲他们的生命呢，也指到当时的这些传福音的先知，这些呢圣族人员。
And the landowner have a few servants, and these servants has sacrificed their life, and this prefigure the holy work, the evangelists at that time.
那这个比喻呢，如果呢以比较广面来看呢，就是指着神跟世人之间的关系。
If you look at the broad sense, it's the talk about the relationship between God and man.
如果以比较狭窄的来看的话呢，就是指的神跟以色列民族，以现在来说呢，就是神跟教会的关系。
And you look at it on the narrow side, it's between God and man, and it's also between God and the church.
那么这个严父呢，我们一看就知道啊，非常不好。
And we take a look at the tenant, and he is certainly a bad person.
葡萄园是园主啊，把它建设很完美，然后再租给他的。
The landowner has planted this vineyard, and later on he rented to this tenant.
好像这个世界呢，神创造了很完美，然后呢，交给人去居住去管理。
It is likened to this world that God has created it perfectly and allow man to manage it.
那么身为园户呢，他应当啊感谢主人对这个葡萄园的建设这么完美。
As a tenant, he should appreciate the landowner for having such a good vineyard.
然后按照租约呢，要交果子给园主。
And according to its season or time, he should give the offerings back to the landowner.
我们有阐明过，园主呢对这个园户呢可以说是非常好的待遇。
And we had already looked at the landowner how he treated this tenant. It was very good.
但是这个这些园户呢真的很可恶啊！园主所差去的仆人。一共有差遣去有四次都牺牲了。
This tenant was ungrateful. The landowner had sent a servant four times to him, and yet he treated them badly.
我们可以看出，为什么这个严户一族敌视着原主呢？
对不起，
就是题目的敌视。就是啊，用仇敌的眼光来看主人。
Why did this tenant view this landowner as an enemy?
为什么会这样？
Why did it happen?
这是我们要去深入了解的。
And this is what we need to ponder deeply about.
那么原主呢，一族的容忍都没有把他解约，没有处罚他。
And the landowner has forbearing with this tenant and has not has delayed his punishment.
这表示神对世人啊，从古到现在就是用这种容忍宽容的心态来爱世人。
And this is likened our God that he was very forbearing with man until now.
虽然在教会历史里面有很多传道人牺牲了他们的生命。
In the church history it records many evangelists has sacrifice their life.
那么神呢，还是一直宽容世人。
And yet God has forbear with men.
那么从三十七节到三十九节这一段所记载的。
And from verse 37 to verse 39,
更让我们看出神啊这种慈悲宽容的心。
And it let us know how merciful is our Heavenly Father is.
但是呢，这个这些严户呢，越发敌视主人。
And yet this tenant has rebelled against its owner.
本来呢，这个主人的儿子不必到严户那里去。
Actually, the landowner's son do not need to go to this vineyard.
他可以再继续差仆人去。
And he can continue.To send his servant to there.
但是三十七节主人认为呢，我的儿子去呢，也许那些严父会尊敬我的儿子。
But in verse 37, the landowner said, perhaps if I send my son, they will respect my son.
结果不止没有尊敬他，又伤害到他的生命。
Eventually, not did they respect the son, they even harm his life.
因为这些严父认为呢，要 啊，这么残忍的手段才能够霸占这个葡萄园。
The servant thought that they have to use cruelty in order to occupy this land, this vineyard.
但是这种态度是啊，人不应该有的。
And this kind of attitude should not be among men.
那么有关呢这个比喻里面呢，后来啊，差遣他的儿子到园户那边去啊。
And it tells us that the landowner did send his son.
这是指着呢啊，神的独生子耶稣基督呢，就亲身到世界来。
And this prefigure our God, His begotten Son, was sent into this world.
我们请参看希伯来书第一章。
Let us turn to Hebrew chapter 1,
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第一章第一节第二节。
Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
神既在古时借众先知多处多方晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。希伯来书的作者在这边阐明，从古代到现在，神多处差遣先知去劝勉人。
And the author of Hebrews, tell us that from the past and now that God has sent His prophet to warn man.
一直劝勉呢，好像效果不大。后来呢，就差遣他的儿子来劝勉。
And that the result was not great, and therefore He sent His only begotten Son.
被称为神的儿子，在神的创造万物当中呢，不多啊。
A son that is worthy for to be called Son of God is not many.
我们请看第五节。
Let us continue to look at verse 5.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我进入森林，又指着哪一个说，我要做他的父，他要做我的主。千千万万的天使都不配称为神的儿子。
Thousands and thousands of angels are not worthy to become Son of God.
但是主耶稣基督啊，为了救赎世人的工作呢，他就成为神的儿子来到世界。
But our Lord Jesus, in order to complete the salvation plan, He manifested as man.
那这个儿子呢？啊，原主的儿子是他的爱主，他所爱的，在马可福音十二章那边说是他的爱主。
And he became son of God, and he is the beloved son, his beloved son.
那照理说呢，主人的儿子到园户那边去呢，以主人来想，他们啊一定会尊敬他。
In reality, if the son of the landowner were to be sent,And by right, the tenant should respect his son.
好像主耶稣来到世界，到犹太人那边去，应该这些犹太人很尊敬他才对。结果呢，竟然把他呢钉在十字架上。
And it's like Lord Jesus when he came into this world among the Israelites, and they did not appreciate him, and yet he was crucified on the cross.
那么在这之前呢？神已经差遣很多的先知预言呢，在劝勉以色列民族来归向神。
And before our Lord Jesus, God has sent many prophets and to warn people to turn their heart onto God.
这表示神的慈悲宽容。
And this tells us the mercy and forbearing heart of God.
希望犹太人能够回头归向神。
And that he hoped the Israelites would turn.Towards God.
我们请看耶利米书三十六章第三节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 36.
耶利米书三十六章第三节。
Chapter 36 verse 3.
或者犹太家听见我想要降于他们的一切灾祸，个人就回头离开恶道，我好赦免他们的罪孽和 罪恶。耶利米就是犹大王国之前的先知啊。
And Jeremiah is the prophet of Judah.
那他也呢看到犹大国王国啊。
And he also seen the destroy of Judah.
这里提到说，犹大家就是主的所有的犹太人，如果能够呢，听见神的话。
And here it says that Judah refer to the people there, if they were to listen to God,
他们就悔改归向神。
That would turn their way and face towards God.
过去无助的态度，一些罪孽神不追究的。
Their attitude and their sinful ways would be forgiven by God.
这表示神的慈悲跟宽容。
And this tells us the mercy and forbearing of God.
但是呢，他们还是呢，没有回头啊。
Unfortunately, they did not repent.
所以神在那不得不诛下，才交给巴比伦国来教训他们。
So, God, with no other choice but to hand them over to Babylon.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面的严父呢，看到主人的儿子，为什么呢？不尊敬他，越发敌视主人呢？
And why did this tenant did not respect the son?
这就是因为呢，严父啊，他从过去几处所做的不法的行为，就是杀死主人的仆人。
It is because that in the past they have killed the servant sent by the landowner.
那么在这种伪罪的心态之下呢，当然呢，主人的儿子来呢，他们呢，就越发敌视他。
Since they have such an evil heart, they would also kill the son of the landowner.
那另一方面呢，就是严父就是不了解，这位主人是非常慈悲有怜悯，会宽容他，不晓得有这种宽容的心。
And secondly, it's also the tenant would not, did not know that the landowner has such a forbearing heart that would forgive them.
所以才会越发敌视，主人所差来的人。
And this is why they show a rebellious heart towards anybody that was being sent by the landowner.
如果他们了解主人赦免的道理，
if they would understand the forgiveness teaching of the landowner.
同样的，如果今天素人呢了解神的慈悲容忍，会赦免我们过去的无知。
And similarly, if we would understand that God would forgive our past and our ignorance,
就不会以神为仇敌呀。
Then we would not see God as our enemy.
就是因为呢，这些缘故不了解呢，主人这么伟大。
And all this was because that the tenant did not know how great this landowner was.
所以我们今天要认真地来宣扬主耶稣赦罪的道理呀。
And therefore today, we must preach the gospel of God, of His forgiveness.
阐明神有这么伟大，有慈悲怜悯，宽容恕怜。
And to emphasize God is merciful and forbearing towards man.
如果素人能够了解神这种饶恕的道理呢，一定会亲近神的。
If people would know that God is so forbearing and merciful, they would accept the teaching.
我们请参看哥罗西书第三章十三节十四节。
Listen to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章十三章十三节十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
倘若这个人与那个人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也怎样饶恕人。十四节。
14.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心是联络全德的。这里在提到说，人要有饶恕、包容这种爱心。
Here tells us that we must bear and love with one another.
然后提到主怎样来饶恕我们这些基督徒。
And next it talks about how our Lord forgive us.
我们基督徒要学习效法他去饶恕别人。
As a Christian, we must imitate him and how imitate him how to forgive people.
那么这里面已经含着强烈的爱。
And here, strongly emphasized on love.
如果在存心有爱，那么啊，这个神的家就充满了爱的气氛。
And if you have love, this house will be filled with God's love.
那么严父就是不了解啊，这个主人呢有这么宽大的爱。
And the tenant did not know that God has such a great love.
严父如果了解呢，主人会饶恕他们。
If the tenant knew that this landowner would forgive him,
那么也许他们会改变态度，尊敬他的儿子。
And perhaps he was turned, they would turn their way and to respect his son.
所以这些人可能想我们已经得罪在先了啊，没有办法挽回。当年呢啊，后来就越来越凶恶的态度来对待主人了。
And the tenant thought that they have done wrong.And so greatly wrong that they would think that they had no turning back. So therefore, they would treat the same cruelty to the son as they have done to the servant.
今天呢，在世界上呢，信耶稣人不太多啊。
Today in this world, there's not that many Christians.
信回教的啊，在全世界的人口呢，有六分之一啊。
And the in a Muslim consists of about 60% in this world.
这表示基督徒呢，在宣扬主耶稣这种饶恕的道理不彻底不入心呐。
And this tells us that the preaching of our Lord Jesus of His mercy is not being emphasized.
如果再谈到真教会，真的真教会太惭愧啊。
And if you talk about a church, we fall short of God.
我们有很好很完备的道理。
We have such a complete doctrine.
但是在全世界的人口的比例里面呢，几乎看不到真教会的信徒啊。
But in this world, you would not find many true Jesus members.
为什么会这样？
Why it is so?
就是呢啊。对主的这种饶恕之道不很重视。
Because that we did not emphasize the forbearing side of Lord.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，啊，让我们知道他在讲的时候一定心里非常难过的。
And if Lord Jesus knew, then I'm sure he would be very sad.
神一直在容忍人的自大，人的骄傲。
God has been forgiving man's ego and their pride.
好像这个严主一直容忍这个做几个严父一样的。
And just like the landowner has been, that his servant has been killed.
人的无知啊，人的自大呢，一直到现在神继续在宽容。
And the pride within us and our ego has been forbearing by God.
我们请参看彼得后书第三章第九节。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章第九节。
Verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。将近2000年前，彼得就在阐明神一直宽容世人。
2,000 years ago, Peter has already been emphasized that God is forbearing.
2,000 年后的今天呢，神继续在宽容。
And 2,000 years later, and today, God is still continue to forbearing.
在人类的历史里面呢，人真是太狂傲，太无知啊。
In the history of man has been has pride and has been ignorant.
但是神到现在还继续宽容啊。
But yet today God is still continue to forbear with us.
就好像啊，这个比喻里面的这个原主一样。
And we are likened to this tenant in this parable.
但是这个原主后来拆迁，他的儿子去呢，又牺牲了。And
this landowner later on sent his son, and his son was eventually been sacrificed.
那么耶稣来到世界，为世人的罪被钉在十字架上，也将近要2000年了。And
our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and was crucified, and that was about 2,000 years ago.
但是今天呢，信耶稣的还是不多啊。But
yet today, that not many Christian in this world.
啊，就是让人很难过的。And
this is very sudden. This is a very saddening news.
那么人与神之间是这种情形，那么人与人之间呢？人与神之间用敌视的态度。And
we have an attitude towards God.
那么人与人之间呢？ 往往也会这样。And
between men is similar as well.
如果人与人之间也能够学习神这种容忍的心态,
if we can learn the forbearing heart of God,
那么人与神之间可能呢，这个态度会改变的。And
perhaps our relationship between Earth and God will change.
那么人与人之间，如果呢，也是用敌视的态度一直恶化下去，那么人与神之间呢，有可能也会这样的。If
we treat man with an attitude, and perhaps we'll treat God with the same as well.
所以看得见的人呢，要努力去调整，有这种容忍的心。So
if we can see a person in front of us, we must practice a forbearing heart towards him.
那么人与人之间呢，就没有敌视的气氛。
Then only then there would be no animosity.
这一两天呢，我们又看到美英联合又攻击伊拉克。In
the past 2 days, we have seen the American attacking Iraq.
加拿大政府也赞成这个举动。And
Canada is also approving the motion.
因为呢，为了要消灭这些呢，造成大战争的事情。And
this is all done. And this is all approved is to because they want to diminish the a bigger war.
不管是哪边对呀，但是总是显示苏联呢。 国家与国家之间，人与人之间有敌视的态度。
No matter whether which country is correct, this tells us that there is always view towards one another.
才会造成这个战争啊。And
then it would create a war between them.
所以人与人之间能够先改善以后呢，人与神。 就会越来越好，不会恶化下去的。If
we can change within ourselves, only then our relationship between us and God will be improved.
主耶稣在世的时候，曾经呢阐明这一方面的道理。And
when our Lord Jesus was in the world, he once emphasized this such teaching.
请看马太福音第5章。Let
us turn to Matthew chapter 5,
23节24节，verse 23 and 24。
马太福音第5章23节24节。所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，24节，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。主耶稣在这边说，
人在祭坛上要献礼物的时候，And
Lord Jesus tells us that before we make our offerings in the altar,
就想起啊，我跟某某弟兄有怀怨、有得罪的地方。And
then you think, then you ponder that you have some misunderstanding with your brothers.
献祭，等一下，把它放下来，先跟他和好以后再来献祭。
Stop your offering. You would go and reconcile with your brothers, then come back to make the offering.
如果主耶稣这个比喻里面的严父呢，能够先 跟主人的儿子和好啊，沟通一下啊。当然呢，啊，主人也很高兴的。
If the tenant in this parable would communicate with the landowner, and perhaps the misunderstanding could be reconciled.
但是呢，言语言之间，严父啊，跟这个主人的儿子没有和好，反而又杀了他。
And in this parable, the relationship was it did not reconcile, and yet they killed his son.
当然，严父跟严主之间呢，会越来越恶化的。
In such a case, that the relationship between this tenant and the landowner will continue to get worse.
同样，人与人之间如果没有改善呢，那人跟神会越来越恶。
Deeply emphasize the teaching of love.
先跟弟兄和好，然后再来献祭，就跟神之间就能够呢更好啊。
That if we can have a good relationship between before we make offerings with your brothers, that would be good, and it will then improve your relationship between you and God.
那么主要是在这个凶恶的严父比喻里面，我们又看出一点，也许严父会敌视的态度，是因为他要求公平呐。
And perhaps this tenant in this parable, that he got into such an evil stage is because that he wanted a fairness.
我辛辛苦苦为主人经营这个葡萄园，为什么他收的租金呢那么多啊？
That he said to himself, I have farmed this vineyard with effort, and why is this landowner demanding so much from me?
同样，现在数年很多人都有这种观念，要求公平。
And this is similarly to the world today. Many people demand fairness.
男女平等。
That they demand equality between man and woman.
什么都要要求公平啊。
And everything that demand fairness.
好像对，其实不太对。
It appears to be correct, and yet it's wrong.
因为主人呢，他有权利要给谁多，给谁比较少。
Because the landowner has the authority to give whoever he wants.
同样的，神他有权利要给哪一种民族福气比较多，哪一种民族呢比较贫穷。
And similarly, if God wanted to give blessing to those that are rich and not to those that are poor.
我们再来参看主耶稣另外一个比喻的开头所讲的。
And let us look at another parable by our Lord Jesus.
请看马太福音二十章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 20.
从二十章第一节以下，他提到葡萄园的比喻。
And the whole bottom part of 20 talks about the parable of the vineyard.
那么这个比喻也跟天国有关系的。
And this is related to the heavenly kingdom.
就是雇工人进葡萄园工作
，and that this worker went into the vineyard to work.
清早进去工作的
，and they went into the vineyard very early.
啊，跟中午或者傍晚再进去的，当然呢，不一样，工作量不一样。
And for those that came in the afternoon or in the evening, certainly their workload.Would be different.
但是原主跟工人讲定的就是一天一钱银子。
And the agreement that they had before their work was a denarius a day.
就是主人跟工人讲定的。
And this is a set commitment.
但是呢等到工作完毕花这些工钱给这些工人的时候，就有很多人埋怨不公平。
But at the time of distributing their wages, and many of them complained.
请看十一节。
Let us turn to verse 11
到十五节
till verse 15。
他们得了，就埋怨家主说：“我们整天劳苦， 瘦肉。那后来的只坐了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家族回答其中的一人说：“朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲电的不是一钱银子吗？”十四节
，verse fourteen，
拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可以随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就眼了红，就红了眼吗？主耶稣在这边讲到这个比喻的时候，就是这些工人呢对主人的这种埋怨，说主人不公平。
And this parable tells us that these workers complained to the owner that he was being unfair.
有的清早进去工作到傍晚，一整天劳苦。
Some went in from the morning and they toiled till to the evening.
那有的呢，傍晚才进去，大概工作一个小时。
And some came for perhaps only for 1 hour.
工作量不一样。
So the amount of work was different.
但是每个工人呢，一天呢就是只有一钱银子。
But the agreement was that each of them was to receive a denarius.
所以清早进去的人就埋怨不公平。
So those that came early in the morning complained.
素人常常就是有这种态度。
And man is often has this kind of attitude.
神给每个人都不一样的。
God gave everybody differently.
但是人往往埋怨神不公平，给我这么丑，谁就那么英俊潇洒，给谁那么有钱，给我这么贫穷。
But men would often complain that how come that he's so ugly and the other person is so beautiful, or that I'm poor, the other person is being rich.
所以从这里我们可以看出，要求公平不一定对。
So here we know that if we seek for fairness, perhaps it's not correct.
因为主人的东西可以随他的心，要给谁多谁少是他的意，他可以是他愿意的。
Because the owner has the authority to give whoever he wants or how much he wants.
所以严户会有抵触的态度，就是要求公平。
So the tenant in this parable has this kind of attitude was because he demands fairness.
所以呢他就认为呢，他非常辛苦经营这个葡萄园。
Because he thought that he was working in this vineyard, so with much effort and hardship.
为什么我还要到时候要交多少果子给主人呢
？And why should I at a certain time hand over my harvest?
这种态度不一定是对的。
Such an attitude is not correct.
因为呢。这个葡萄园租给严户呢，严户没有拿钱出来。
Because the tenant did not put any money out for this vineyard.
是把它建设很完美，然后再租给他的。
The landowner has prepared this vineyard and later on rent it to the tenant.
那后来严户就用敌视的态度呢，要霸占葡萄园。
And later on, the tenant has greed, and therefore he wanted this vineyard by himself.
所以把主人的这个儿子呢，就推到园外把他打死。
And that he cast this son out and killed him.
好像当年主耶稣被钉十字架，也是呢把他押到城外，把他钉在十字架上。
And like unto our Lord Jesus, he was taken to the outside and was crucified.
那么严户呢，想要霸占这个葡萄园，所以才有这种敌视的态度。
And so the tenant wanted this vineyard by himself, and that this is why he has such an attitude.
把主人的东西当为自己的。
He thinks that the landowner, the owner's property is his.
那么人对神往往也是这样，神的东西往往把它当为是自己的。
And this is likened to man. Man thinks that all things that was God was his.
我们有一点成就，就呢，认为是自己能干。
And when we have some achievement, we think that we have achieved it by ourselves.
我们能够赚一些什么东西呢，就认为都是自己的功劳。
And when we have earned, when we are able to earn money, we think we are able, we are capable for such thing.
都没有把它深入想一想，你今天的生命是谁给你的？
And we have never pondered deeply who gave us life today.
今天人呢，在享受阳光雨水是谁给我们的？
Today we are enjoying the sunlight and water. Would you ponder who has given all this to us?
所以我们人往往呢，就跟这些人父一样的。
So men often has the same attitude as this tenant.
如果自己呢不顺利，就怪谁不好，怪父母呢啊没有好好啊培养他长大才这么笨。
If we are unsuccessful in our life, we would blame the people and we would blame our parents for not educating us, perhaps.
有时候就怪朋友不够义气。
Or sometimes you would blame your friend for not being a friend to you.
有时候就怪自己身体不好。
And sometimes you would blame that you did not have good health.
那么怪来怪去，到后来都怪到神的头上去。
And the more you blame, the more you will blame God.
所以人与神之间呢，啊，有很密切的关系呀。
So, man, the relationship between man and God, has deep meaning.
这是主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，来提醒我们的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus in this parable are trying to remind us.
啊，这些严父呢，一直用敌视的态度是不对的。
That the tenant is hostile towards the land owner is not correct.
虽然他很辛苦在经营这个葡萄园，没有错。
No doubt he has put a lot of effort in this vineyard, and that is correct.
再怎么辛苦呢，这个葡萄园还是原主的。
No matter how much hardship he has put in, this vineyard still belongs to the land owner.
那么人，在这个世界上，或者比较小一点的信徒，在这个教会呢，啊，热心奉献都是为主耶稣的。
If we look at this vineyard, it is likened to this church, and all of us has put effort into to serve God, and this is all belongs to God.
无论是生命或者人呢，做事的能力或者阳光，都是从神而来的。
No matter it is life, or the ability that we do, or the sunlight, they all come from God.
我们来看几节很重要的圣经。
Let us now turn to a Bible verse that is very important.
请看《生命记》第八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
请看17节18节。
17 and 18.
生命记第八章17节18节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。18节。18. 你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的能力是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。人有什么能力、有什么恩赐啊，都是神给他的。
A man have all this ability and his strength is all given by God.
人在世界上能够存活，都是神啊免费供给我们空气，还有阳光雨水啊。
A man able to live in this world is because the free air and the sunshine that was given by God.
如果这些要算租金的话，我们交不起呀。
If all this thing has a price to it, then perhaps we will not be able to pay.
同样的，今天呢，教会弟兄姐妹为什么这么爱主、这么热心，就是懂得这一点道理。
And if you look around, if all these brothers and sisters knows how to serve God, it's all because they understand the teaching, such teaching.
为什么我们教会呢？弟兄姐妹充满了这种爱心，要传福音，热心传福音，就是懂得这个道理。
Why is our brothers and sisters are so fervent in spreading the gospel? It's because they understood such teaching.
懂得神的爱，神的宽容。
They understood the mercy of God and His forbearing.
懂得神赦罪的道理。
And they understood the forgiveness of the forgiveness of sin of the sorry the forgiveness of the teaching of forgiveness.
那严父会有抵触的态度，就是因为不懂得呢。原主有这么伟大的
，and the tenant acted such a way was because that he did not know how great the landowner was.
如果我们今天素人也懂得神要给我们生命的光
，if we mere man understood that God wanted to give us sunlight，
我们早就会亲近神了。
Then we would draw near to God.
同样呢。啊，是一种心态，有的是以爱来发挥啊。
And it is love, and some of us would manifest love.
有的呢是以敌视的态度来发挥啊。
Sorry, with such an attitude, and some of us will react hostile.
那么结果就不一样。
And therefore, it would create different result.
所以我们要多多学习神这种容忍、这种爱的心，来热心传福音、啊、
So we must learn how to be merciful and forbearing in order to spread the gospel.
这样才能够呢带给人幸福。
Only then you will bring joy to people.
这是主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢啊特别强调的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus emphasized in this parable.
那么有关这个比喻呢，我们下午要继续讲。
And we will continue this afternoon with the same parable.
啊，另外用一个题目来阐明呢、啊。
And we will use a different heading for our teaching.